I am recording live from the check-in desk at Birmingham Airport, where I'm going to check in the EasyJet here, fly into Belfast International, and then drive up to Ballycastle, where I will be meeting various groups of people. Simon, fiancé Simon, and teammate Simon are driving up in a van with the tandem in the back. Then we've got Sarah, who's gone up with all the Team Unbreakable jerseys. And Piers and Anna are coming up a little bit later. And then we'll be meeting the CBS Intersport Arrow Electronics crew up there. And then hopefully all the Team Unbreakable people tomorrow morning. So, the last week has been a bit of a shocker. We've been easing off on the training, that's fine. But when you ease off on the training, you tend to feel tired, I find, until the race day, whenever you should be perfectly revved up with energy. But our ongoing gear problems, which we identified last Thursday, thought we'd tightened everything up. Collis helped us out with that, got the bit off, brought it into the bike shop. Looked like it was all tightened up, but pretty much every day we go out on the bike, it loosens, we've got to tighten it up. So one day to go, we made a fairly big call to get it back into the bike shop, bring it in. The guy took it apart, Cliff in the bike shop, glued it all together, and we have a kind of cog system now, which is locked together. Much more solid than it's been for the previous week, and probably much more solid than it's been the whole time. So the bike's gone up, the gears are all sorted. We'll do a test cycle tonight whenever I get there. I think we're good to go for tomorrow. So all the Team Unbreakable shirts will be given out. We'll be starting about 9 o'clock. All the data will be displayed online, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the race. I'm looking forward to working with the team. I'm looking forward to the common purpose, and I'm looking forward to the few drinks afterwards. So thanks for all the support, everyone. And if you want to support it, get on to markpollocktrust.org.